Listen. Oh, don't take a chair.
Listen, there was no chair.
Oh, no, it's awesome that you were kneeling. You should always kneel before
Why?
Me.
Oh, I see. 95.5 KLOS.
Chair.
Chair.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Keith.
It's the California's Rock Station. Keith is here and dropping off gifts.
Yeah, and french fries.
And by the way, he dropped off a Powerball ticket.
Yeah, man. That's we were discussing.
It's
going to
be worth $350 million.
Yeah.
And he is demanding $5 million of
it. No, I said it'd be like $2 for the cost for the ticket, right?
I'll
it's like a
it.
Push.
I'll give him
$4.
Yeah.
Chats, you're generous.
Right.
Thanks, dude.
Bye, guys.
Why would anyone want to be our boss? What a
I don't
crap
know. That's a great,
job.
That's a great question.
That's a terrible job.
I would not want to be my own boss.
No.
No.
I can barely write herd on myself. Yeah. Man, oh, man.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All righty.
Jimmy Kimmel's going to be on the
Yay,
program.
Yay, Jimmy Kimmel.
He has a football game tomorrow.
Is he still our intern? I know, he's got a bowl, right?
All right. No, he has a college football bowl mm-hmm. that he's the sponsor of.
That's crazy.
Which is really weird.
That's very cool.
Also, he has a t-shirt cannon. That can fire a t-shirt from the field out of SoFi Stadium.
Ah, so aim it at someone you don't like.
Exactly.
Close up.
And I just need to know, you know, is there a use for it after this game? Because if not, I know two guys that
yeah.
would love
we can
to
make
have
good
that.
Use of it, yeah. We'll take it and use it on our other interns. Jimmy
Correct.
Kimmel, of course, being a long-term intern of ours.
Animals that can kill you in seconds.
Neat.
Those are fun.
Those are very fun.
And there's another man kicked off another plane because of blah, 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 blah. It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Wearing underwear.
Sorry?
Nothing about wearing underwear.
Oh, you're already
underwear.
Starting it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I'm very excited about it.
There was a man kicked off a plane.
How can that be? That doesn't happen in the year 2021. This is a first.
I feel like the people who aren't kicked off a plane are a smaller group. It's starting to feel that way.
Yay! Look, we're getting candy.
All right.
I love that. We got
All right.
lottery tickets.
I don't have to give you the
candy.
Lottery ticket, though, right?
You don't.
Okay.
Right. I was going to say, I'll sell you the lottery ticket afterwards.
We're giving you this.
After the lottery happens, either way, I'll sell you the ticket after I've cashed in. Thank you, sir. Thanks, man. I guess he's not going to go for the deal.
No, I don't
Seems
think
like a
so
good
either.
Deal.
Thank you, guys. For
Thank
being
you.
Here. Thank you, guys, for making the year so fun.
Thank you.
And 2022 will be just...
Worse?
Better.
My bad.
Just better.
My bad. That's our boss.
Yeah.
He doesn't care we're on the air.
No, I love that.
I
know.
Too.
It's very punk rock.
Does not care.
Nope. That rules.
This man got kicked off a plane. Here's the report.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, I'm going to run that now. Here it goes. Yep. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A Cape Coral man kicked off a United Airlines flight this morning because he was wearing underwear as a mask. Now, it wasn't...
Wait, is that wrong? Oh, man. I have to go buy masks? I've been wearing women's underwear on...
Have you?
Oh, yeah. For years and years and years on my face.
Yes, of course.
On my face.
Of course.
Generally. And
not
otherwise.
On a plane.
No, not usually.
And not when COVID seems to be spiking, like going through the
right.
roof.
Subtle. It wasn't easy to miss. It was red women's underwear on his face. He argues it covered his nose and his mouth, and it complied with TSA guidelines. Thanks for being with us. I'm Patrick Nolan.
And I'm Jane Monreal. Fox 4's Rob Manch live now at Southwest Florida International Airport. Oh. Rob, a strange case.
My bad, Florida.
Oh,
continue.
For sure. Was he trying to test the rule with his red underwear?
Yeah, Jane, he absolutely was trying to test the rule. Adam,
I think he was thinking it was funny, like testing a rule.
Oh, he was testing the rule.
Wait, was he?
I saw the video.
Oh, okay.
And he tells me he thinks the rule requiring people to wear masks on planes and in airports is silly, but it is a federal law,
silly.
At least until May of this year. So.
Silly. What's silly about it?
Listen.
Silly.
Listen.
I mean, you could pick
Here's
another
the
word.
Thing. No one likes wearing masks. It sucks.
Doctors
it sucks.
Hate it.
And yet.
Surgeons hate it.
We're wearing them because we have to, because there are other people in the world.
Right. Yeah, surgeons generally wear them, not necessarily so they won't get something from you, but so they won't give you something when
Correct.
They're cutting your body open.
That's how it happens. And especially with COVID spiking right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so tired of this.
I can't imagine how people can't understand that, yes, it's not. I see people saying,
of course it sucks.
The new variant is only mild symptoms.
Right.
But they don't seem to understand the most important part of the new variant. It's very contagious. So
yes.
it takes the bad
mm-hmm.
and spreads it faster.
Mm-hmm.
How is that hard to understand?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's people in the just like
freaking Florida.
Really not hard to understand.
So he decided to follow that rule in a silly way. But unfortunately for him, the staff on United Airlines Flight 1750 this morning didn't find it very funny.
They're telling me he has to get off the plane.
All right.
You can see Jay's underwear hanging on his face.
Right.
I mean, I'd be like one of them if they didn't have, they already moved the gangway away.
Right.
And you open the door just and just kick him. His ass out. Yeah.
Gets walked off the plane in the video taken by another passenger. He says he was trying to show why the rule doesn't make sense to him.
There's nothing more absurd than having to wear a mask till I get to cruising altitude so that I can order Tito's by the double and snack on pretzels.
At least he likes Cheetos.
Yeah.
And illustrating that absurdity by wearing women's underwear on my face sounds perfect.
That's the guy right there.
You do not want to hang out with that guy.
Now listen, I don't want to make this political, but I feel like it is. Obviously, anyone that says everyone or all people or whatever is automatically wrong because there are a lot of exceptions to the rule.
Always an exception. You know, one of my favorite sayings is blanket statements are always stupid.
Well, that's pretty true, actually.
Weirdly true.
So but. I would say that a majority of the people who don't want to wear masks are Republicans. You don't want to wear masks because you don't like it.
Right.
Maybe you should be concerned about trying to overturn Roe versus Wade, where it's a lot more important than putting an effing mask on your face. It's a women's right. That's your same party.
Well, you're fired up today.
If you're Republican, that's your party.
Kevin's
so you're
fire.
Saying you don't have to wear a mask, but they can't get an abortion. F you. Okay, I'm done.
Nope. I don't like that picture you just showed me, dude.
It's not a great picture.
No.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know, there are animals that can kill you in seconds. And so they have no anti-venom. They don't ever come up with it because why?
That's right. Were you the one telling me that you were in Africa and they were warning you about a particular snake? Tell the kids about that.
There's a snake that can slither faster than you can run. Than any human can run.
That is insane.
So they can catch up to you if they want to.
So, like, if it decides it's, you know, it's locks on you or it's like, oh, I'm going to kill this
yes.
dude. It's no problem for him.
All animals except for that one and one other kill to eat. This snake kills for fun, for joy. It gets off on it.
Did it used to be human? Because that's about the only other creature.
It slithers faster than you can run. It bites you, and you're dead within like 5-10 seconds.
So they haven't come up with an antibody because there's no point.
Why would you? There's no way you could, even if it's, say, in your Jeep.
Right.
In 10 seconds, you're gone.
So it just figured out that it can just drop people or things or whatever.
And it does it for fun.
And it gets off on it. It thinks it's neat.
I was asking our guide, can we find one? Just because I wanted to see it, right. And I figured I could push somebody, you know, in front.
I got a list myself. Of people you could push in front of it.
Here's another list of some of the things that can kill you that quickly.
Okay.
A blue sea dragon, which is beautiful.
Oh, man, that is awesome.
It's bright blue.
And it looks like, I don't know, I can't even describe. Is that in the ocean?
It's in the ocean,
so
yes.
If you saw that and you didn't know what it was, you'd go swimming up to it and be like, oh, I want one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kills you instantly.
They can eat and store the venom of jellyfish. So they store it, and then they have a tremendous amount.
Wow.
And it kills you immediately.
Wow.
Of course, a crocodile is one.
Who cares?
A pufferfish.
Oh, yeah. Pufferfish suck. That's true.
They don't suck. They can kill you.
Suckerfish suck, but they don't kill you.
Yeah, in anywhere between 20 minutes to 24 hours.
They just keep hanging out and stabbing you and like hitting you.
They don't let you go anywhere.
20 minutes.
There's an animal called a box jellyfish.
Oh, yeah. Jellyfish are weird.
That can kill you as well.
Those, yeah.
It has a very painful sting and can paralyze you and stop your heart.
Wow.
This makes me not want to ever go out.
Yeah.
And there's a poison dart frog.
Really? Frogs are usually so nice. That sucks.
It's a 2-inch frog in South America.
You don't want to lick that one.
Look at the size of it. It looks like
the channel red.
It looks like you could put 10 in your palm
easily, but they'd be all, but they'd triple, quadruple kill you.
The 2-inch frog from South America has enough poison to kill around 10 people.
Wow,
that tiny little thing.
What's his deal,
right,
dude? Mellow out.
Take it easy, animals.
Stupid frog.
So we'll talk about this another time. You got attacked by a deadly animal.
Oh right,
or an animal. We don't have time for it today, but we will get back to this story because animals hate us.
Who can blame them?
Who can blame them?
Humans suck. I mean, if we were an animal, we would want to take down the humans because they suck.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Probably true.
Well, despite the horrible weather, look at how awful it is out there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Bright and sunshiny, not a cloud in the sky.
Could love it more.
Ugh.
Fantastic.
Nevertheless, I'm in a great mood because it's Friday, man. We're about to do a freaking weekend. And we're going to do our party songs A to Z again, starting right at 5 o'clock this
afternoon. What happened last weekend? Because it seems like we should be able to figure out how long that would take.
Yeah, you know, but we kind of ran out like Sunday night at midnight, you know, got to the...
And where were we?
O's or R's or
that's all
some
we got
crap.
Through?
Yeah, so I guess we should probably pick it up with R, don't you think, this afternoon?
So at 5?
Yeah.
We start the A to Z party weekend.
Yeah, what do you think the first song would be? Starts with an R. Probably going to be R-A. Something. Man, you know what? We'll leave that to the smarter people.
Not round and round.
Round and round! No, probably not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have 4 tickets for you to see the LA Kings take on the Vegas Golden Knights December 28th.
That is mind-bendingly cool. How many games would you say you've gone to in your life? I mean, you've gone
in my life?
Yeah.
There's no way to count. No way to count.
Basically live at a hockey game for the rest of your life. Yes. Never leave, ever.
When I had kids, we had to decide, because I was into the NBA as well, but we had to decide, like, I need to pick because I don't have enough time for both.
Right.
So we picked hockey and couldn't be happier.
Nice.
But in the hundreds, maybe thousand? I don't know.
Hundreds at least.
Yeah.
Damn.
At very least.
Damn, girl.
All right. So 4 tickets to see the LA Kings play the Vegas Golden Knights. This is 3 days after Christmas, December 28th at Staples Center. You can get your tickets at lakings.com/tickets, or you can play a game of hockey slang.
Nice. Hockey slang. Okay.
Hockey slang. All right. So this is like slang that's used in the hockey world and hockey teams, on the ice, from fans, whatever.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm going to give you the word, and then you just have to describe it to me. So if you know hockey, and you can go to the game on the 28th, call us now at 818-955-KLOS.
We'll take caller 13 and a few after that, and then it all goes into a lottery. If you get it right, then Kevin does a big lottery and a big wheel and spin stuff. And like
I don't have a wheel.
Incantations and bloodletting, and it's going to be
there
pretty
crazy. There is bloodletting, yes.
But if you're ready to go, call now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Vegas Golden Knights December 28th at Staples Center. You can get your tickets at lakings.com/tickets, and we're going to take caller 13 right now. KLOS, who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, you a hockey fan?
Hell yeah, dude. I had seats for 25 years for the game.
Fantastic.
Nice.
All right.
Love
so you're
hockey.
So you're going to be able to tell me what this slang word means in the hockey world, yes?
God, please don't embarrass me. But
I think it's... I shouldn't say that because it may not be relatively easy. The paint.
Yeah, the paint.
The paint.
That's down by where the goalie.
That's the goalie crease.
Nice.
Correct.
Nice.
Yay. Done.
Very cool. All right, we're putting you on hold
what
so that we can
name?
Go chat with a bunch of other humans. Todd.
Todd.
Todd, and now we're going to throw your name into the hopper, but you're definitely on the list.
Yes.
But if I win, are you still there?
Uh-huh.
If I win, I want to donate him to a firefighter.
Wow.
Well, that's cool.
That's very cool.
Hold on a second, then. What do you think,
I think
Kevin?
That would be mean to me.
Who's the firefighter?
Any one of them that have saved countless lives of people without even thinking about going into a fire.
Do you have a way to get the tickets to them?
Yeah, I could. Easily. My friend of mine, Raul, who I know really well, is friends with a lot of firefighters in the Los Angeles San Pedro area.
Kevin, what do you say? Do we not move forward? And he's caller 13 and he
I'm
got
fine
it,
with
right?
that. I'm
yeah?
fine with that.
Yeah?
But you win the tickets, but you're going to have to get the tickets and give them to them, if that's okay.
I would love, dude, it's worth it.
Okay.
That's very cool.
All right, Todd, you got the tickets.
You and your Christmas spirit.
Yep. I think that giving is a lot more better than receiving.
Nice, listen
Todd.
To you.
Check you the hell out.
The spirit of Christmas right there.
Wow.
Thank you, Todd.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. On behalf of Raul Marino, who's my friend, mm-hmm. who I work with and loves firefighters, and I want to do it for him.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we are joined by Jimmy Kimmel. Yay! Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
How you doing, man? How are you?
Just hanging in Cabo, doing all right. How are you doing?
Great.
You and Sammy
you.
Hagar. Woo!
Right.
Let's
no, I'm here. I'm here at my house getting ready for the big football game tomorrow.
Let's talk about the big football game. It's the LA Bowl. It's between Oregon State and Utah State.
Hold on.
I'm very sorry.
It is not the LA Bowl.
Okay.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Was that an accident?
I'm sorry.
Kevin?
The official
an
name.
Error?
Oh, no, I assume the official name includes Jimmy.
It's the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
How did you do that?
If you're going to drop anything, drop the LA part and just call it the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
That is a deal.
That makes, I should have known that. Yes, absolutely.
Who did you kill to make that happen, dude?
I didn't have to kill anybody. It was one of those things that seemed like a funny idea, and then I forgot about it. And then about 6 months later, one of our executive producers, Doug DeLuca, said, how would you like them to name the bowl game after you? And
wow.
I said, oh, I forgot about that. I didn't think it was really going to be possible. And, and then it happened.
Wow. So what perks do you get? Like, do you get to referee the game?
Well, I get some tickets, and most of the perks involve me working, but I get tickets to the game, and I get my name on everything, and like if something terrible happens, God forbid, forever I will be enshrined in history in a horrible way.
Tragedy struck the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl today.
Yeah, and they'll forget the L.A. part and only say Jimmy Kimmel for sure.
Yeah, that's where I'll get mentioned a lot.
Do you get to give a halftime speech to either team?
Well, no, typically it's a pregame speech, right? I mean, that's the the thing. But it seems, you know, I didn't want to favor one team over the other. And, you know, just when I start to speak, people become excited and get motivated. And a lot of times they charge right out and win. So we thought for fairness sake, I would not speak to either of the teams. Although both of the teams came to my show this week and I spoke to them there, but not about football, really.
Did you, like, take any tips from Ted Lasso as to how to talk to them? Or?
You know, I actually spoke to USC before the Rose Bowl many years back when they played Texas in the Rose Bowl, and they lost that game. So,
wasn't that, like, a last-second loss?
It was,
if I recall,
yes, it was a horrible loss. Yes, as a matter of
yes,
fact.
It was.
If you remember Vince Young? Do you remember that game?
I do. I was there. I was at the game.
Do you remember when you and I went to USC versus UCLA and we decided to leave like 2 minutes before the game ended? And as we got in the car, we heard on the radio, oh, my God, that's the greatest finish to a game of all time.
Yep.
How many times did you say that's happened in your life, that sort of thing, Jimmy?
That was the one time that it really, I usually will stick it out. I don't usually leave early just for that reason.
I've done it twice.
The parking was so horrible, and we were parked on the golf course, and we weren't sure we'd know where our car was, and we got into that thing, and the whole stadium erupted as soon as Kevin started the ignition.
Yep. I've done it twice, Jimmy. There was another time where it went into overtime, and I left, and I got home and watched the rest of the overtime on my television.
Well, that's a win, really, isn't it?
Is it?
I mean, if you think about it.
You lounge around in your underwear and get some beer.
We're talking to Jimmy Kimmel about the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, which is what we're calling it. All I care about, for real, is the T-shirt cannon, because
The T-shirt cannon will not disappoint. It is awesome. It is. It can fire a T-shirt very, very, very high into the air and about 1,000 yards. So we have to dial it down to one-third power. Because, and this is not a joke, they are worried that we are going to destroy their video screen.
Yes!
Do it!
I beg you!
If you wanted to, you could shoot a shirt right out of SoFi Stadium, right?
Easily.
Wow.
We could practically get it to the forum from SoFi Stadium.
Wow! It is an actual cannon, too. It is an actual cannon.
It reminds me of the catapult you guys built that almost killed Lightning with. Yes, many years back.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
story.
Before
the Oingo Boingo show,
So why would
something
they create
that you imagine, you hope is going to be powerful, and then it's far more powerful than you ever dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they create such a powerful thing if you have to actually dial it back when you're there at the venue?
Let me tell you something, Doug. We're not allowed to, after this is over, ABC has told us that we have to just like get rid of it.
No.
That's how dangerous it is.
That was my next question.
Yeah, we have some. We'll get rid of it for you, sir. We know how to do it, man. No problem.
If you're not going to use it,
we know how to take care of it. Don't worry.
You know somebody who would love it.
We'll do it.
It's possible we can make that happen. It would be so much fun to just drive around in that thing and just and fire T-shirts or whatever. You can stuff anything in there. You can put cantaloupes in there if you want.
I want to.
Taking people out with cantaloupe. That would be fantastic.
There goes that plate.
Nothing says Christmas like that. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll work that out, yes?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We'll take care of it for you. Happy to help.
Thank you, Jimmy. Enjoy your game tomorrow.
Yeah, dude.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Where can we see it? Is it ABC?
It's on ABC, and we're doing a lot of stupid stuff, so if you want to watch it, otherwise don't. I don't care. Do whatever you want. Live your life. Enjoy. It's Christmas time.
Watch it for the T-shirt cannon. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, James.
Merry Christmas,
fellas. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Oh, it's such a sad day. Look how bright it is.
I know. It's perfect.
No clouds.
It's a perfect day.
I guess we had some crazy weather coming around Christmas, though. Rain and maybe some snow. And
That's a bummer. My daughter, by the way, agrees with you. Loves the rain.
Oh,
can't wait for the rain.
I knew she was awesome.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we've talked a lot about Christmas gifts.
Right.
This week.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting Christmas gift suggestions and things people have gotten.
Right. Oof. We've got bad gifts that you got, bad gifts that you gave.
Right.
And now we're going to talk, and people who were finished with their Christmas
shop. And that was a long time ago. Yes. We asked about that. They've been done for a week sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. One of them in October.
Yeah. Done. But that sounded like Mike Myers.
It did?
Yeah. October. Preparation H.
So now I would like to talk to the procrastinators in the audience.
Oh, yes, please.
I want to talk to people who haven't bought one thing yet.
Dude, you are.
You haven't
I haven't bought a damn thing yet.
You haven't bought
No.
What?
Yeah, it was a really crazy year, as you know.
Of course, I haven't
bought a single freaking thing yet. Not one.
Wow. Are you worried?
Very.
Okay.
I'm extremely concerned.
You should be.
Yeah, I'm screwed. I don't know what to do.
At least the mail is really flying, so that's good.
No problem. And all the stores are stocked, and all the delivery services are going to bring you.
Oh, it'll be easy.
By this time next year.
It'll be easy, no worries.
Yeah. What about you? How much of yours would you say is done?
I would say I am 80% done.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You're showing me up, you bastard.
I'm growing up. But people who haven't started yet, including Sluggo, 818-955-KLOS, are you worried? Do you have ideas for stuff that you want? Do you have ideas?
I have a list of little weird things.
Okay.
Yeah, that are pretty, like, probably not going to be out, but
probably aren't going to be out.
Yeah, would still be able to be delivered on time and that sort of thing.
But oh, gotcha.
I don't know that it's going to freaking happen. That's just...
Listen, just change to January 25th.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, so you're a procrastinator and you haven't bought one thing. We want to talk to you. We also want to know how many people you're responsible for.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because you're really just the one.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
So, all right, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
818-955.
Fortunately, she's extremely understanding.
KLOS, she would have to be.
Yeah.
Because, you.
Because I suck!
We're talking about you haven't even started your Christmas gift giving yet, or getting
Hi.
Yet. Hi there, you haven't bought a Christmas gift yet?
Nope.
Nice. Nice. How many people are you responsible for?
Maybe about a dozen or so.
Oh, no.
Wow. What's the latest you've ever gone before you finally got some stuff?
Oh, Christmas Eve. But see, I don't get my money until Monday, but I'm just going to go to the stores, and the first thing I see, I'm going to have to grab it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your 12 people are going to be very happy with the first thing you find.
Yes, they're mostly by the expensive items.
That's a different kind of 12 days of Christmas.
Yes, it is.
Right on.
All right, best of luck.
Yeah, good luck.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so you guys are talking about people not buying shit yet.
Well, you haven't started. Yes, you haven't started.
Well, I haven't even started. And one further, I have three little girls, ages 11, 9, and 7, and I haven't even bought their stuff yet.
Wow.
Do they have lists? They have all sorts of things they're expecting?
Oh, they have their lists.
Yeah.
The Santa lists already went out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband hasn't got, you know, nothing for him either. I have my siblings. I have my nieces, my nephews. I mean, we're a pretty big family and nobody.
How is it not a thought yet?
I can't. I'm not a Christmas person. I'm not a gift person. So I usually just wait until a day or two before.
Right on. I understand that. I totally get it.
You are a miracle.
Yeah. Thanks for calling and making me feel a little bit better.
No.
I just have one person.
You shouldn't.
No children. Come on. I'm trying to. I got a terrible day outside. It's clear and sunny. 818-955-KLOS. You haven't begun your Christmas shopping yet. Metallica pretending to be Queen. And if you're a fan of Metallica, stick around for just a couple of minutes. We have some information for you. Don't wander off.
Also, we're going to talk to Jimmy Kimmel in a minute.
That's right.
About his football game tomorrow.
Very cool.
Which is super weird.
That's insane.
Right now, we're talking about people who haven't even started their Christmas shopping yet. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo, you're talking to the biggest procrastinator.
Yay!
All right.
Good for you.
So how many people are you responsible for?
About 10 or 11.
Man, 10 or 11.
How many things have you bought thus far?
Zero.
Woo! All right.
Yeah. Do you have any plans, or are you just throwing in the towel at this point?
You know, every year I shoot myself in the foot, and I wait until the 24th, but somehow I get it all done.
Nice.
It's a Christmas miracle.
And are they usually kind of happy with what they get, or...
You know, surprisingly, I do a good job.
Nice. Right on. Well, that's what I'm counting on is that the Christmas miracle.
That is very surprising.
Right. Dude, thanks for supporting me in my hour of need.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man. It's another A to Z Party Songs Weekend on KLOS.
That's the way we like to do it. We like to party.
And alphabetically as well.
Correct.
You know what's crazy is this just started moments ago, and we're already up to the R's.
Huh?
You might ask yourself how that's possible.
How's that possible?
But I'm not going to answer your question.
Okay, great.
Now, actually, we sort of dropped off last week on Monday with the R's, so we figured we'd pick up now and go all weekend on KLOS.
This is shaky.